From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 58 people have died after a devastating earthquake that struck southern Mexico Thursday night. Lucy Fielder has the details.
The highest number of deaths were recorded in Oaxaca and Chiapas in the south. In the town of Juchitan, some buildings were reduced to rubble. Its 8.1 magnitude was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened swathes of Mexico City and killed thousands. But this time, damage to the capital was limited. Power went out for about a million of its residents.
President Enrique Peña Nieto said more aftershocks may be likely. The U.S. National Hurricane Center's Mark DeMaria provided an update on Hurricane Irma, a Category 4 storm that has killed at least 21.
Because it's a large storm, we expect the conditions to last in South Florida for 24 to 36 hours. We also have to take into consideration that we expect this to remain a hurricane well up the coast and even into central and northern Florida into Monday timeframe. And then further up, we expect this to be a possible rainfall threat into southeast U.S.
DeMaria said some areas could see storm surges over 3 meters and rainfall approaching 50 centimeters. As Pope Francis celebrated Mass before a large crowd, he urged leaders in Colombia to enact laws to end the injustice and social inequality that breeds violence. Colombians are deeply polarized as they prepare to receive thousands of former fighters of the FARC guerrilla group into society and aim to repair divisions after a war that killed more than 220,000 people over the span of 5 decades. Follow Voice of America on social media for news, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Concerns are mounting in the tiny southern African kingdom of Lesotho after the brazen killing of the nation's army chief earlier this week. Anita Powell has the story.
The killing of Lesotho's army chief has alarmed the nation's neighbors. On Tuesday, armed officers burst into the office of the nation's army chief, Lieutenant General Kwantle Motsamotso, and shot him dead. The assailants, officers who were the lead suspects in the 2015 killing of the previous army chief, were killed in a subsequent shootout. The Southern African Development Community was quick to condemn the incident as a barbaric and heinous act and sent a team to investigate the situation. Finance Minister Moketsi Majuru said he thinks the assailants wanted to punish the general for not protecting them from an investigation into the killing of the previous army chief. He doubts they were attempting a coup. Regional investigators are due to deliver their report on Tuesday's killing to Lesotho's government next week. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. President Donald Trump said this week he would prefer to avoid military action to deal with North Korea's nuclear threat. However, Trump noted previous diplomatic efforts have failed to pressure Pyongyang into developing its weapon to cease developing its weapons programs.
Hopefully, we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea.
Trump has made phone calls to key counterparts in Asia and Europe as the United States explores other means of resolving the North Korean threat. The European Union is backing economic pressure on North Korea, and China said it will support further UN measures against Pyongyang, but so far has not cut off oil and gas supplies to North Korea. About 200 people have held an unauthorized demonstration in the Belarusian capital of Minsk to protest their nation's joint military exercises with Russia this month. There were no arrests reported at the gathering. The military exercises are set to begin September 14 and have concerns among Belarus's beleaguered opposition that Russia could use them to establish a permanent military presence. The Baltic states have expressed fears that Russia could try to annex them, as they did with Crimea in 2014. The brother of a former presidential hopeful in Rwanda says Diane Rwigara has been arrested again in the capital. Aristide Rwigara says his sister was taken along from their Kigali home Friday with their mother Adeline and sister Anne. Rwandan police have not confirmed the arrest. Authorities said Diane Rwigara was under investigation for tax evasion and forgery, and she was briefly arrested late last month. The Rwigara family says it has been targeted by the government over the Rwigara's criticism of longtime President Paul Kagame. For in-depth coverage to these stories and more, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.